Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and I've been showing up for the last 8 years every single day to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. And this is my last hour on Faith Radio, and I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for doing life with me and letting me do life with you, letting me encourage you. And you've just grown so dear to me. And this last hour, we normally do Talk to Me Thursday on the second hour, so we're kind of doing that. Phone lines are open. My question to you is, tell me about a time when you stepped out in faith. I'd love to hear, but also just want to give you a chance to say goodbye. I'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. My buddy Tom from Fargo, I can always count on him checking in. Hey, Tom, how are you today?
Oh, Susie, I'm good. I was thinking back. I think I remember you when you were on at noon.
Wow.
And you would fill in. I've certainly followed you for the last 8 years. Hmm. But I think I remember a couple times when I heard you at noon. And then when you got your own show, I thought that was really something.
Hmm. Wow, that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. One of the things you said about... actually, this is a three-part thing here. So first, going back in time, and then you said stepping out in faith. I was trying to think of something that I had done, but Lisa and I are United Front, and we've been married a little while now. And when we were in business, we used to sell the equipment trailers for 13 years. And along a lot of times, we would have to... We were a dealer, and we would step out in faith when there was only one buyer. We had to order in three trailers or more on a load. And a lot of times, one person would call, and within a couple of weeks, we had another trailer load. Hmm. We had lost our floor planning. So in the time that we started our business, it was in 95 through 2008. Our faith grew in leaps and bounds, and we really have stepped out in faith, I'd say, since about the year 2000. We've been walking in faith. And so this has been, that was there, and then moving to Fargo, but that story isn't done yet. So that was another time of stepping out in faith.
Wow. Well, God loves your faith, huh? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The third. Oh, no. No, that's fine, Susie. You were saying?
No, I just was saying God loves your faith. Appreciate the story.
Oh, no, that's right. And the third part was, could I pray for you?
I'd love that.
Dear Lord, I just lift up Susie, Lord, before you, Lord. Ask you, Lord, to bless her in this next endeavor in her journey, she and her husband, Lord. Big step of something she has done and loved to do. And I just hold her up before you, Lord. Surround her, Lord, with your loving arms. Hold her close and know that she is so, so loved by you. We just ask this in your precious name, Jesus.
Thank you, dear Tom. Appreciate it. And please give Lisa a hug for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
God bless you, friend. 877-933-2484. Rob is checking in from Minneapolis. Kevin's up next. Hey, Rob, thanks for calling in today.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, what you got for me today?
I don't have anything about as far as stepping out in faith, but I just wanted to share a few sentences to you. in departure. So really quickly, I've been listening to you every day since you started. I'm at the promise. I'm one of those many men who make up 55% of your listening audience. And
all right.
Finally had the pleasure of meeting you. Had the pleasure of meeting you last year at the Writers Conference Live. And I just wanted to say you've walked me through some joyful times and some tough times. And last August, I was in the middle of some very deep grief over a loss. And God used you really powerfully in the day that you had John Eldridge on, and he spoke on All Things New, if you remember.
Yeah.
And I just can't tell you how that ministered to my heart. And I shared that podcast with a lot of others who were really blessed by it. So because he has used you in so many ways in my life and lives of others, I wanted to share a scripture verse that's special to me, and I think it speaks about you. You might know it. It's Proverbs 11:25. It says, "A generous man will be restored, and he who refreshes others, will he himself be refreshed." And I think that speaks so very much about you and your ministry here and how God has used you and moved you through you to touch and heal others. So thank you very much, dear friend. You have been the highlight of my day for 8 years, and you'll be sorely missed. So I pray God's richest blessings and covering on you going forward.
Oh, Rob, thank you. I'm so moved. Thank you very much for sharing. Bless you for taking the time to call today. Thank you. Sorry, this is going to be easy, right? 877-933-2484. Kevin is checking in from Madison, Sandy, Europe. Next, hey Kevin, thanks for calling.
Hi Susie. I don't really want to answer the question, but I just want to thank you. You've been such an inspiration in my life. I've been listening to you now for about a year. I listen to you every day that I'm on my route at work. And I look forward to this every day. And when I heard that you wasn't going to be on the air anymore, it was like a personal loss almost, because it's like I've grown to know you through these wires, and I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful for all that you've done for other people, not just myself, but what you've done for others. You're such inspiration. God bless you. I love you. And you take care, sister.
Bless you. Thank you. Consider a cyber hug. Thank you, Kevin, for those words. Appreciate it so much. Wow. Sandy checking in from Duluth, 877-933-2484. Hey, Sandy, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. Well, I'm feeling sad as other people are with the news, but I'm grateful for one thing. Over the years, and I listened to you, I started listening to you when you were with Kim and Petola. And so I think it's 8 years that, or a little bit more.
That was 12
and
years
if I
ago.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Sorry, So if I didn't catch you in the noon or the 1 o'clock time, the time that you're on, then I would stay up late and record you. Hmm. So I have you on. I have many cassettes of recordings of your shows that will keep me keep inspiring me. I'd like to listen to them over again anyway. I think I have about 10 shoeboxes full of cassette tapes so that I can, I'm just so grateful that I did that. And also with Dr. Troy, when he started, I think it's been 2 years, so I have about two or three boxes of his tape. I hope it's not illegal to do something like that, but I have you with me now when I get down and maybe feeling I need some inspiration from you, which is what you do best. And I've been homebound too a lot the last 3 years, so that has been really, really been important to be able to listen to your programs, and I will miss you, but I will be following you on and getting your newsletter, so I'll be following you and wherever you go.
Thank you, my dear Sandy. Thank
you
for that.
But I thank you so much for just going through all that you go through to serve us and to inspire us and to bring your love to so many people.
Bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. And I'm so grateful to be able to encourage you. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
877-933-2484. Can't tell you how encouraging it is just to hear from you, hear your voices, and get a chance to say goodbye. Kevin is checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Kevin, you're on the air.
Okay, hello, this is Kevin. Are you there?
Yes, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Okay, yeah, this is Kevin. Anyway, yeah, I met you last year at the Writers' Conference, and just briefly, nobody really talks about your song that you have, you know, on the radio, Greater is He That's in You Than He That's in the World, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, Greater is the One. I turned my GPS off, sorry. But, okay, anyway, yeah, that philosophy that I think is from Romans, or I'm not sure where it is, but anyway, I was accepted to medical school. It's kind of a sad story, about 20 years ago, and then I went to this in Washington, D.C., and I had trouble with sexual temptation. It was the prostitutes kind of got to me, and that wasn't the only thing, but that was part of my living. I was a single guy, and I was just drawn to those women, trying to have a sincere relationship with them, and it kind of destroyed my medical school acceptance, and I came back kind of with my tail between my legs to Minnesota. And but anyway, are you still there, Susie?
We've got a lot of calls coming in, too, so we have to keep this short. I'm so sorry.
But anyway, so that song, I think, as Greater is He That's in You Than He That's in the World, I mean, that's really powerful. I think somebody needed to hear that. But and if they want to hear more about me, I have a video called Pitbull Testimony. Kevin Angler 1 is a YouTube channel, and it has an intro to the Kingdom of God as the video. But anyway, thank you and for all you've done and for all your help, and I wish you well in your new endeavors. So,
dear Kevin, thank you so much. And we need to pause here for our break. When we come back, I see more calls coming in. It's so encouraging. Our last hour of Live the Promise, what an honor it's been to serve you. Golly, I'll get through this. I will. Hang with me. Maybe if you're not going to call, you can pray for me. So I'll hold it together. But, wow, I appreciate you so much. We'll be back in a minute. Tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is our last hour of Live the Promise, my last live day. And the phone lines are open. And I'd love to just a chance to say goodbye to you. And so grateful to serve you. And if you have a faith story, I'd love to hear that as well. I'm struggling a little bit, but I'll get through it. 877-933-2484. Sarah, I think I'm saying her name right, is Sioux Falls. Sarah, thanks for calling.
Yes, Susie, I have a little story for you.
Sure.
I was traveling with three friends, and we stopped at the side of a very large town. We weren't sure where to go, but we didn't go to the middle of the town. And there was a young man just kind of leaning against a board fence. It wasn't very high. And all of a sudden, three people burst out of there and knocked him backwards over this fence. I mean, he was leaning against it, but his back was being pushed back, and were just pounding him. And I said, "You've got to help him." They said, "You can't do that." I jumped out of the car and ran over and said, "God, help me." I said, that doesn't look like fun, guys. And they just froze. All of them just froze. And the three disappeared. And the one guy said, "I don't know where you come from, but you got to get out of here. This isn't safe for you." But they let him go. And I just felt like the Lord spoke through those words. I don't know what he said to them, to those words, but they let him go.
Wow.
And that reminded me, as I got back in the car, of this little poem that I learned growing up that says, "You ask, what is the will of God? Well, here's your answer, true. The nearest thing that should be done that he can do through you."
Very good. That's great, Sarah. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks for being bold and courageous for the person at the bottom of the pile. Thank you for calling today. Wow.
You're welcome. Ooh. You go forth with joy.
Indeed. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Carla's checking in from Fargo, and then we've got Lynn from Daytona Beach after that. Hey, Carla, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Susie. I've never had the chance to ever call in. This is my first time, but I will say I'm very grateful to have a mother that's listened to KFNW radio all of her life. And you've been a true blessing. This isn't a goodbye. I really feel like I'm so excited for you, for your next adventure that God has laid upon you, whatever it may be. And these are happy tears. They're not sad. And it's just a wonderful feeling to know that your steadfast and your faith has helped so many people, including myself. I'm 42 years old, a mother of three beautiful daughters, 23, 19, and 14. And my two oldest have been able to be blessed in the field of missions in different ways. One is a teacher that will be going over to Germany in July. I'm excited for her to teach with MAPS some of the German students English. And my middle daughter had the blessing with Trinity Bible College to do struggling for words today too. Mm-hmm. She had the blessing to be a ministry to many other people over in South Africa with the Pack Your Bags team, mm-hmm. and also to do a Holy Land tour. My youngest one is working with Pastor Cal at First Assembly to go on the Chicago missions trip this summer. And if it wasn't for you helping me to continue that on a daily basis with your encouraging words, I don't think me as well as any other people would be in our life without you and God. You're such a great leader. Mm-hmm. I very, very truly love. And I know someday that God is going to put each of us in our, you know, each other's path to be able to see that. And we'll get a hug someday. I know Indeed. We will. Thank Indeed. You so much, Susie.
Carla, thank you. And thank you for that encouragement about the next season of life. That's been the consistent word people have spoken to me, and I really do think that's right from the Lord. So thank you. Bless you, dear one. All right, Lynn from Daytona Beach, Connie, and then Mary, you're up next. Hey, Lynn, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Susie. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to thank you. I don't know if you remember me when I called in and mm-hmm. I lost my second son. And
yeah.
You prayed with me. And, you know, for someone who hasn't been through it, you knew. You knew the pain I was in, and just the prayers and the things you said to me meant everything.
Yeah. Wish I could hug you.
I also have a... I also have a faith story, if you have time for a minute.
Well, you know what? I'm feeling I'm nervous just because we've got about 9 lines of people holding. If you can keep it succinct and short, we'd definitely love to hear it.
Well, it was just about accepting Christ. Every Sunday, I'd hold on to the pew, and I'd shake, and I wouldn't walk up. And then I heard Billy Graham say, everyone that Jesus called, he called them publicly to step out. And when I heard that, I walked right up.
Come on. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Lynn. I wish you God's absolute best.
Yes.
God, thank you, dear one.
And I wish you complete and total healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. All right. Connie from Janesville, and then Lois from Duluth, and then Mary from Hutchinson. Hey, Connie, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. I have to admit that I have never listened to this show before.
Wow.
But I saw that it was your last day, and I met you just 6 or 7 weeks ago at a conference in northern Wisconsin where you spoke to us. It was a group of about 300 ladies, and you spoke directly to me personally. I mean, the two of us spoke at that conference about my struggling marriage, and I was blessed that whole weekend, not just with our brief private conversation, but with your faithfulness in presenting God's faithfulness to all of us all weekend long, and sharing your personal struggles with us made you real and made me know that it's okay when I'm real. Because you were with us, and I was greatly blessed that weekend by you. And like I said, though I've never listened to this program before, I am sure you will be missed. And I do look forward to what you have coming for all of us next.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you so much. Thanks for tuning in on our last day. That means a lot. And thanks for the encouragement. Wow, so great. Bless you, dear. All right, we got Lewis from Duluth, and then Mary from Hutchinson, and Mike from Maple Grove. Hey, Lewis. Is it Lewis or Louise?
Lewis.
Yay. Hey, buddy. All right. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, it's so good to be tuned in and able to listen to you on the radio. I have a brother who just went to heaven 2 months ago, and his middle name was Faith.
Mm.
And we may have lost my brother, but we don't, he's not really lost if we know where he is.
Indeed.
But his middle name was Faith, and that's my mom and dad's choice, was named him Samuel Faith Lincoln. And that's really meant a lot to us. And you have just been such a blessing to me and my family, as we've ridden in the car many times and listened to your programming, your scriptures, your stories. And we look forward to what God's got for you in your future. And I just wanted to speak a word of thank you and speak a blessing over you in your future and what God has for you in the future, Susie. God bless you from Duluth, Minnesota.
Wow, thank you, Lewis. And so sorry about your loss and that you'd encourage me in the middle of your own grief. Wow, thank you and bless you and your family.
Ooh. Well, God is faithful.
Indeed, he is. Thank you, sir.
And he'll be faithful to all of us, no matter what we're going through.
Amen.
We have to keep the joy and keep praising him. And
that's
he
right.
will be true to his word. So thank you so much, and blessings to you, Susie.
And you
and what
well.
God has for you in your future. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. All right, Mary from Hutchinson. Hey, Mary, we've got about 2 minutes to our hard break at the bottom. Mike and John, and I have a special friend who's coming in after the break as well. Hey, Mary, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me, Susan?
Yes, I sure can.
Yes, first I want to thank you for the faith that you've had to share your stories with us. I've been listening to you for several years while waiting for my children after school, and then I saw you at every one of the Bridging the Gap conferences. And I just want to say that it's been an honor to listen to your stories and how much you and I have in common with your things that have happened in your childhood and then Lyme disease. And to see you stand in front of everybody and dance before the services is just gave me such great faith and boldness to step out and what God has for us. And I want to thank you for your service and to see your husband travel with you and to serve at the book stands has just been so tremendous in my marriage and standing by my husband. And I just want you to know that I'll be praying for your next endeavors and whatever God has for you.
Well, Mary, thank you for that. And I don't know if you know, but this Fall Thrive Conference, I'll be there with Craig Groeschel and Ann Voskamp. So it's going to be an amazing conference. I hope you can come back.
I do have tickets. I'm
Come on.
To seeing that.
Okay, perfect. I will see you then.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. God bless you.
And you as well.
Bye-bye.
We've got Mike, we've got John, and we've got a special friend on the other side of the break, and I see Carissa as well. Our final day here on Live the Promise. I'm trying to hold it together. Aren't you proud of me so far? I've only cried like three times. So 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Tuning in today, I'm Susie Larson, and this is our last half hour, actually, of Live the Promise. And taking calls, it just means the world to me to hear from you. Phone lines are open. We got a handful of people on hold. I hope you can be patient. I want to go to this call from Grace. And if those of you who've listened for a long time, you know Grace. She answered the calls for a while. She was my producer. She happens to be my publicist now at Bethany House, and she is so dear to my heart. She's like one of my daughters, really. So I probably need to go make a sandwich while she's on the line here because I don't know if I'll be able to do it. But, Grace, thank you for calling in. Just love you so much.
Hey, Susie. Well, I'm sitting here in my office listening to the show and just felt the nudging from the Lord to pick up the phone and call in. And it's been such a journey. You know, I first joined the show when it was a half hour and moved to an hour, and then just to watch it grow to 2 hours and just more and more people being ministered to, and just watching our team too. I mean, you you weren't just my boss. You really did become such a close friend of mine. I'm so grateful for what God's done in and through you and in and through the show.
Thank you. And watching you take flight and how you serve. She's a senior publicist at Bethany House. It's no small thing. And what an honor as we've walked through hills and valleys together, Grace. And I want to just thank you for your behind-the-scenes service to make the show what it was. And I love you to pieces, my friend.
Well, I love you to pieces, too. It was a privilege. And there are really, you know, two things that stand out for me is one, you are exactly the same person in front of the mic as you are behind the mic. You are just so genuine and so real, and everyone who's listened to the show can hear your heart for that. And I think that's just such a rich thing. It's so needed in our day. And so I so value your authenticity. And I just remember for, you know, five and a half years gathering as a team before every program and praying over the guest and praying over the technical aspects, praying over every listener who would hear the show in real time and afterwards. And it's such a precious time. And so I want to encourage you that your voice is powerful and keep using it. He's going to keep using you in whatever capacity he has next for you. And we're proud of you. And I just love you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you. We got through it. We didn't cry. Pretty good. All right. Bless you, hon. Thank you.
Bless you, Susie.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. Mike is checking in from Maple Grove, and then John from Burnsville, you're up next. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for holding.
Hi, Susie. Can you hear me okay?
You bet. Thank you for calling in, for your patience.
Sure. First, I just wanted to say thank you very much. I started listening about 5 years ago. I'm 47 years old, and I became just a very bad alcoholic about 20 years ago. And I started getting back into church and listening to Christian music, and then I found you one day. I get off work at 3 o'clock, and then go to my second job, get there between 4 and 5, and I just started listening. And at first I thought it was a show just for women, you know, and I'm like, no, well, keep listening. And then I was hooked. But I don't know exactly what you said, but just little things throughout the years. But I have over 3 years sober now. I let God and Jesus take over, and it's just, you've been a huge help. I've never called into any show before, but I had to call in today and just say thank you.
Mike, thank you. And we celebrate your sobriety with you. Bless you. And thanks for this
right
call.
On.
Good to have you listen.
Yep, and you just have the greatest voice, and so comforting, and you're just sent by God. So good luck, and we will see or hear you soon.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mike. Jesus
thank
bless you.
You. Amen.
Yep. Whew. Okay, John from Burnsville. Thank you, John, for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you very much, Susie. I'm just calling because at some time last year, you had a talk to me Thursday in which you had the question, if you could have one prayer answered, what would it be? And my answer to you at that time was, my daughter and all Christian women that have not been able to have children to be able to have children.
Yeah.
And my and early in 2017, my daughter had a miscarriage. Had a stillborn, and I held my lifeless grandson in my arms, and God is so good. God walked with my daughter and her husband. God walked with our family, and I'm just calling to tell you that this year, a couple of months ago, my daughter gave birth to twins, and
oh my
God
goodness.
In his mercy.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but did you say twins?
Yes.
Oh.
God has just been so good and so merciful and so faithful through miscarriages and stillborn and everything else. And my heart just goes out to all the other women. My prayer would still be the same for all those that have not had that experience, that they would be blessed the way God has blessed my daughter this year. And I just wanted to say thank you to you and to all of the prayer warriors that pray for those women, and especially for my daughter. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Lord. What an answer to prayer. Talk to me Thursday. And I mean, for you to come back and say what God has done, we celebrate with you, John. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Man, that made my day. Wow. All right, Carissa, you're up next, then Carol, then Nancy. We've got an anonymous friend from Sioux Falls. Hey, Carissa from Colorado. How you doing today?
Hey, Susie. Oh, my heart is just so sad to say goodbye to you, but I am so excited for what God has ahead for you, and I just wanted to let you know that I started listening to you about 3 years ago this summer, and it's kind of combined with the faith story where God put me in a situation where I had to leave everything I had ever known back in Maryland and leave my family's house because of a mold situation with my health. And I went off on this adventure having no idea where I would end up. And through that whole season, he put you in my life. And I feel like you've just been like this mentor from afar. And when I've just been isolated and in the house and alone and unable to get out and be in church, you just used you in ways that you will never know. And I'm so grateful. I don't even have the words to tell you how grateful I am that he put you in my life for this season. And I just wanted to share Isaiah 42:16 with you, which is one that he's really used in my life over these years. And I just believe he's going to do this for you too. It says, "And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know, and paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them." Mm. And I just know he's going to do that for you. So thank you for being so faithful.
Exactly.
I love you.
Love you, too. Those words mean so much. Thank you for the testimony, and I'll expect to hear from you when you walk in your full healing, okay?
Amen.
It's coming.
You know.
It's coming, sis. Bless
you.
Whew. Okay, we got Carol checking in from Manitoba, then Nancy, and then Anonymous, then Tony. Carol, thanks so much for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. I just want to say it was great meeting you in March in Oak Bank, Manitoba.
Mm.
I come up to you to share with you about a dream about seeds being put in my hands and had shared about the psoriasis. You had reached out and gave me a hug, and I have stepped out in faith into women's ministry, and the things you are talking about today, I just want to share that May 12th I read a devotion called Seasons Change. He changes the times and the seasons, Daniel 2:21. Listen for God's voice to lead you when you need to make changes in your life. And then today I read this, and I believe I want to share it with you. From Strength to Strength, from Psalm 84:7, God has some amazing things in store for us if we're willing to walk into those plans and adventures for our lives.
Hmm.
God knew he needed to teach us how to walk courageously, confidently, and boldly into the plan he had for us. God has some amazing things in store for us if we're willing to walk into those plans and adventures for our lives.
Amen.
And I just want to say that those seeds that were put into my hands aren't meant for me to hold on to, and I'm to scatter those seeds. So I was inspired and encouraged by that women's retreat, and I just heard of Susie Larson in March. So
you've
impacted a lot of people from, I've just been listening on the radio, and I'm touched. And I'm thankful that I had an opportunity to meet you. I still feel your hug. It was such a warmth, peaceful hug.
Thank you, Mike.
So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening in Manitoba for the call and for the encouragement. May God continue to surprise you with what he wants to do in and through you. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Bless you. All right, we've got Nancy checking in from Madison, then anonymous friend from Sioux Falls, and then Tony. Hey, Nancy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
I just want to go with John that about women not having children, and I wasn't even going to bring that up to you, but I wanted to share with the whole audience that really quickly. My mother's hometown of Boscobel, there's some twins that just died with an hour apart of each other.
Mm.
They're 83 years old, and our newscast here in Madison, they were almost all in tears because at the same day that they died, twins were born in the same hospital.
Yeah.
That they died in. So God is bringing forth another set of twins in that area.
Mm.
My dad was a twin, but my biggest concern to call you today to say thank you is because it's like having you as my best girlfriend, even though we've never met, in my living room and in my snow shoveling and in my lawn mowing and in my running around the house with my headset. And I even don't make appointments at that 3 to 4 or 4 to 5. If I do, I sit in the parking lot because I don't want to drive while I'm listening to you, because God has given me so much healing over the years. And part of me is sad, but part of me knows that for all things work together for good, for Romans 8:28, that he is leading to you to where he is. So thank you, thank you, thank you. My husband works at 3 to midnight, so I kind of curl up a bowl of cereal at 3 o'clock and don't even sometimes want to do anything. But I've also been able to share you and have my sister-in-law listen, my mother listen, and other people that I've witnessed to the Lord Jesus. So please turn Suzy Larson on. Please turn Suzy Larson on. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I mahalo in Hawaiian, and I can't even be grateful enough to Jesus for you, and we'll be praying for your health and your safety and protection and your future endeavors. So God bless you so much.
Thank you, Nancy. I feel the hug. God bless you, dear. Wow, so precious. You're so sweet. Wow. Anonymous friend checking in from Sioux Falls, and Tony, thanks for holding. You're up next. Hey, friend, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to say that about two or three weeks ago, I don't remember, I was listening to a rebroadcast, and before that, I was laying in bed and I couldn't sleep, and I just really felt like the Lord was nudging me to turn on the radio. I had been praying and praying and praying of what to do about a situation, and the Lord gave me an answer. I just had those segments on for the Friday, and what I heard is that if a person respects themselves, then others will respect that person as well. And I just thought, that's the answer, and it's really changed my life.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that testimony.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for that message.
We always pray that our listeners would hear the right word at the right time, and that is certainly God's doing. It's been an honor to set the table and just trust that you'll be nourished at the proper time. So thank you for that call. God bless you.
Okay,
wow.
Thank you.
877-933-2484. Just a few minutes left, but I sure would love to hear from you. Tony's checking in from Minneapolis. Tony, you deserve an award for holding this long. Thank you. You're on the air.
Thank you, Susan, for having me, and I want to thank you for allowing God to use you to minister to his children. This is my first time of calling. I was so sad last week when I heard that you are going to be leaving us. What comes to mind here is Isaiah 6:8. For you allowing God to send you to let us know that all of us are sinners in the hands of a loving God. You have been my companion during the afternoon drive. I do car service in Minneapolis. This opportunity to listen to you sometimes and also hopefully introduce others to the saving invitation from God, from Christ, for us to come back to him. I thank you. God bless you. And I find myself sometimes taking notes or pulling over and then taking notes because of the resources you bring to us.
Okay.
As they say, when iPhone 5 came out, we have people advertising it that say there's an app for that. Listening to you makes us remember, as children of God, no matter what we are going through, there's a chapter and a verse in the Bible to help us without a storm.
Indeed.
God bless you.
God bless you, Tony. Thank you for that encouragement. And thank you for your love for God's word. I appreciate you listening and so grateful to be able to encourage you, sir.
We'll continue to do so.
Lord bless you. Bye-bye. We're going to pause here for our final break, 877-933-2484. We've got time for just a few more calls, maybe one, two, maybe three, 877-933-2484. Also have a couple songs I want to play if there's time. Last few minutes of Live the Promise. I'm getting through it a little bit at a time. We'll be back in a minute.
Make me an offering. Make
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and we've got about, 8-9 minutes left of the show, and this will be me signing off. You'll hear a couple of pre-recorded programs tomorrow and the next day, but what an honor it's been to serve. We've got calls coming in. I'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Leslie's checking in from Detroit Lakes. Hey, Leslie, thanks for calling.
Hey, Susie. Oh, my goodness. I just got the word. I turned on my show, and I'm going to work, and I'm just, You have to go bye-bye, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just time. Yep. It's just time for a new season and really trusting the Lord in it, you know?
And that's exactly what these all are about, isn't it? Just another season that flashes in and the storms that have led you through it and to it, and now we get to say bye-bye for now. But obviously, you are so sincerely loved and adored, and I know all glory is God's because that's who you live for. Mm-hmm. We will miss you so much. And the joy of our Lord is our strength. But he's shared you with us, and we're grateful for all that joy that he's pumped through us because of you, child.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you, hon. Bless you. Thanks for calling. Sorry, I can't say much or I'll start blubbering, but thank you, Leslie, for that. I feel the hug over the air. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to hold this together. Bless you, Leslie. Anonymous friend from Iowa checking in. Hey there, you're on the air.
Yes, Susie, I just want to thank you for your programs, for your authors, for your talks. They have really inspired me and helped me to clear a lot of things in my life. I was an unwed teenage mother, and my church just bathed me with love. They didn't shun me, and they walked alongside me. Later, I married and had another child, but this child that I had out of wedlock, I had friends tell me to abort, and I said, I cannot do that because I'm a Christian, and I know that this is a life, and God will use this life. And he has used this life mightily because this child is a missionary today and has reached so many for the Lord. Wow. But, Susie, I just want to say I've so, so enjoyed all of your programs, and I'm praying for the best for you. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Praise God for your conviction and your courage, and thank you for the word today. Thank you. Maybe someone needed to hear that today. I just know that. Right words, right time. Someone maybe is at a tipping point of a decision. Thank you for that.
Sure.
Ronnie, I'm sorry, you're still there. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie's checking in from Moorhead. Hey, Ronnie.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
I just feel like you're one of my best friends. It goes back to 1998 when I first heard you at Northwestern College at a day set apart for women. And then we had you come to the Nazarene Church in Fergus Falls because we're going through a very trying time. And I remember you tuning into the Holy Spirit and you changed your message.
Yeah.
And you said you're standing on holy ground. So I want you to take your shoes off. And I just love how you're tuning into the Lord. I just want to encourage you for listening to God. Like you say, you preach balance, and I want to encourage you to continue to listen to what the Lord is showing you. You spoke of, interviewed Dr. Troy Spurrell for 2 years, and I finally went to see him a year and a half ago, and he has helped me tremendously. I've met you a couple of times in the waiting room, and I feel like I know you very well.
So
grateful. Like all of our listeners do. But just thank you so much for Dr. Troy. Thank you for your faithfulness. I love your books. I love your realness that God will take our hell and seek to make a piece of heaven out of it.
Amen. That's a great way to put it, friend. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you. Okay, I wonder if I need to pause here. There's 10 more calls, 9 or 10 more calls on the board. It looks like 9 calls on the board. But I really want you to hear a song as we get ready to wrap. It just matters to me because I feel like this is a charge for all of us. So if you don't mind, we're going to pause here. And friends, thank you for calling. And if you want to email me, I would so love to hear from you. info@susielarson.com. But this is a word I want you to I just want this to be the last thing you hear from me on this broadcast. So let's listen to Robin Markett's called When It's All Been Said and Done. Let's listen.
When it's all been said and done.
when it's all been said and done. There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. It's all been said and done. There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Lord, I live my life.
In heaven, thank you for these friends. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to serve these dear people. Thank you for this amazing journey. Thank you that you take our little imperfect offering and you make something of it. I pray for every person who listens to Faith Radio. I pray that you'd flourish them, prosper the work of their hands, heal their deepest wounds, tend to the concerns of their heart, and I pray that their deepest desires would come to fruition in the most glorious way that would bless them and give you glory. Lord, I pray for Bill as he steps into this time slot next week. He's such an amazing man of God. I pray you'd surprise him, Lord God. I pray favor would surround him. And you'd establish him in every way. In your highest purposes, you are good. Your promises are true. And you will always make a way. We love you, Lord. Thank you. You're always up to something good. In Jesus' name. Well, an honor to serve you. Susie Larson signing out. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.